Proclamation number 5851 of 11th of January, 1954. Dead in Christ. Rapture. When we speak of the resurrection of the dead, we mean the awakening of the spiritually dead who can still attain this awakening in the kingdom of the beyond, after their earthly death. Because the work of redemption continues uninterruptedly on the part of those who have already found redemption through Jesus Christ, who have already risen from spiritual death on earth or in the beyond. Not one of my beings remains in the state of death forever. Again and again those who follow the light of Christ's cross and thus rise to new life are rested from the night of death. The raising of the dead on Judgment Day is therefore only a spiritually understandable process, for just as my coming in the clouds can initially only be understood spiritually, that I descend to people in the Word in order to initiate a last rescue action before the end. So also I descend into darkness, into hell, and let rays of light flash thereto. I also hold out the cross to the beings of darkness in order to illuminate their path to me, and this rescue work will not be unsuccessful either, and many will rise from their graves to life. But those who want to remain in darkness, who do not want to acknowledge me, these are not the dead in Christ. They cannot be transferred from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, and it is these who must begin their course of development on earth again, who will be bound in the firmest matter of the new earth. Dead in Christ therefore are those redeemed from the depths, as distinguished from those who have already found me on earth, who stand in living faith in me and in the end will be taken from this earth as my children. As it is written, for I will come again in great splendor and glory, and I will fetch my own and transfer them in a living body to a place of peace. I will come again as I once ascended to heaven, in the most radiant light and visible to my own. And my spiritual return in the Word and in the hearts of people shall make it possible for these my children to shape themselves in such a way that they can behold me, for only those people will be able to see me who have consciously become mine through a way of life and love for me and for their neighbor. So that those of good will can transform themselves into beings of love and light, I will first send them the strength. I will convey my word to them, which is strength from me in supreme effectiveness. And anyone who accepts it in faith in me and the truth of my word of eternity will also expect me with conviction and I will not disappoint him, for the day of the end is irrevocably coming, the day of the rapture of my own and the resurrection of all who found redemption through Jesus Christ on earth or in the spiritual kingdom will come. Amen.